Shalom and welcome to the commemoration site dedicated to the fallen from the Artillery Brigade 212. Artillery Brigade 212 was part of Division 36, stationed on the Golan. In the autumn of 1973, the brigade was in an advanced organized stage with five battalions. The battalion's equipment was stored in an army base near Rosh Pina, a base that would later serve as a main source of supply to the regular artillery units that were spread out on the Golan. It was seen already in September 1973 that the Syrians were accelerating their preparations for war by reinforcing their artillery array along the border. The Israel Defense Forces, known as the IDF, reinforced in parallel its artillery array so that by the eve of the war, there were 11 artillery batteries on the Golan. They included four battalions, 334, 405, BOD 9, and Battalion 55, that was equipped with 175mm cannons. On the other side of the border, the Syrian army had positioned 120 artillery batteries ready to invade into Israel. Artillery officers were stationed on top of the high points around the Golan in order to direct their artillery forces and control their hits. On the holy day of Yom Kippur, October 6, 1973, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Syrians opened the war with a heavy artillery bombardment that prolonged for 35 minutes. They attacked the IDF outposts along the border, as well as targets deep inside the Golan, including military headquarters, military camps, and junctions. After the artillery bombardment, the Syrians' armored forces stormed into the Golan, and the IDF forces found themselves surrounded. The artillery batteries were put into operation against the Syrian armored forces, and they were also used to target our own outposts that had been taken over by enemy troops. By the afternoon, ammunition began running out, forcing several of the artillery batteries to retreat at nightfall. In the northern Golan, at a site that would later be known as the Valley of Tears, the 7th Armored Brigade led an heroic fight against the Syrian armored forces and received artillery support from the 405 Brigade. On Sunday morning, the 1st Reserve Artillery units joined the war. Artillery Brigade 212, under the command of Colonel Benny Arad, received the responsibility for operating the artillery forces on the Golan. The brigade operated a battalion of mobile cannons M50, a battalion of 160mm mortars, and a battalion of 120mm mortars. By nightfall, there were already 10 artillery battalions, including Battalion 55, equipped with 175mm cannons, and a battalion with 240mm Katyusha rockets. The reserve artillery units of Brigade 212 climbed up the Golan and spread out its units at this very site, ready to open fire. On October 8th, the Israeli troops began pushing the Syrians out of the Golan. The day after, the Syrians launched a fierce attack against the 7th Brigade, fighting in the Valley of Tears. Brigade 212 operated all of its units in order to assist blocking this attack, resulting in a complete retreat of the Syrians out of the Golan. The massive artillery support created a dangerous decrease in ammunition, and convoys of trucks had to reach the positions where the cannons were in order to refill their supply. On October 11th, the IDF launched a breakthrough attack into Syrian territory. In the northern Golan, Brigade 7 and the Golani Brigade stormed into Syria, receiving artillery coverage by Artillery Brigade 212. During the breakthrough, the artillery units provided a rolling fire screen in front of our forces until they reached both Mazrat Beijan and Tel Shams. A difficult battle took place on Tel Shams, where an Israeli armored unit was trapped with the unimaginable threat that the soldiers would be captured by the Syrians. In the rescue operation, the Bad 9 battalion provided artillery coverage over the Tel. The Syrians were able to identify the source of the shooting, attacked the battalion, and killed six of the Bad 9 soldiers. On the night between October 12th and 13th, a battery of 175mm cannons from Battalion 412 was positioned on the border of the enclave occupied by Israel and shot at targets at the suburbs of Damascus. This military achievement was enough to deter the Syrians from attacking Israel for many years. As a ceasefire announcement drew near, the IDF was ready to deal with the Hermon outpost, which was occupied by the Syrians from the beginning of the war. The operation launched was done mainly by the Golani Brigade, who received heavy artillery assistance from Artillery Brigade 212. During the Yom Kippur War, 22 soldiers from Artillery Brigade 212 were killed. The commemoration site in front of you was initiated and built by Hillel Pesach, who was an artillery battalion commander. The site was located here because it is on the route that the brigade took during the war when they began climbing up on the Golan. It is also the first point where the view of the Golan can be seen. The memorial is built out of 8 metal boxes, welded together in a spiral structure. In its center, a cluster of pipes creates the image of a bouquet of flowers. As you gaze upon this memorial, please take a moment of reflection to all the heroic soldiers that lost their lives in the defense of the State of Israel. May the memory of the fallen be blessed.